Lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. We welcome you back to Crunch Time because we wrap a Thursday well with this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's time for the lightning round. We can't wait till baseball comes back around because the Dodgers went down and the Giant fans are being D-bags all around town.
Wow. The lightning round is brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs has the widest selection of batteries and energy-saving light bulbs for your home or business, like LEDs. The experts at Battery Plus Bulbs can fix cracked screens, broken buttons, charge ports, and more on your phone or tablet. It doesn't matter who broke it. They can fix it. Battery Plus Bulbs also offers helpful pluses like free car battery testing, battery installation for iPhones, watches, key fobs, garage remotes, and more. Visit them in Eugene or Corvallis and online at batteryplusbulbs.com. As was the theme the entire postseason long, a starting pitcher came out of the bullpen and shut down the opposing offense. Last night in Game 7, that opposing pitcher was one of the three best on the planet, Clayton Kershaw. His four innings of shutout pitching gave hope to the Dodgers that they could come back from the 5-0 hole Yu Darvish had put them into. Lots of people on Twitter, even John Smoltz during the broadcast, were saying maybe Dodgers manager Dave Roberts should have started Kershaw for Game 7, but would that have helped? Fill in the blank. Roberts starting Kershaw for Game 7 would have been blank.
Well, first of all, you said one of the three best on the planet. Is that Bumgarner and Verlander? What, your other two?
Chris Sale's also very good.
Okay,
it
seemed like a random
He's top three.
Number.
I don't know about the order. He's top three.
Right. All right, read the question again. I got sidetracked. No, just...
Roberts starting Kershaw for Game 7 would have been blank.
Insane. End of conversation. 2 days rest. You got to be out of your mind. They brought Darvish in case they had a game like this and couldn't throw Kershaw.
Not only did the Astros make history, winning their first ever World Series for the franchise, they also did so getting past the three highest payrolls in baseball, being the Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers, who were 3-2-1 respectively, an opening day payroll, and they lost out to the number 18 payroll in baseball this season that only 5 years ago was the 30th payroll in baseball, smaller than 10-plus single players in the game at the time. So the Astros winning the World Series, getting past the top three teams in payroll is blank.
So get the Houston getting past, it's unbelievable. It's just, I'll tell you what, it's a testament to a quality professional sports organization.
Okay. Going into this season, switching to college football, USC Trojan quarterback Sam Darnold was seen as one of the top two NFL QB prospects coming out of college, despite having only started 9 games going into this season. His play this year with the Trojans hasn't been great, but he still has all the tools that an NFL team would want to have as their starting quarterback. Darnold would want to go play in the NFL after this season, unless the Cleveland Browns end up with the number one pick, where reports are coming out saying that Darnold will stay at USC if that is the case. So Darnold passing on the NFL because the Browns have the number one pick is blank.
It's Manning brilliant. Like, I don't want to go play for those guys. It's Elway brilliant. I don't want to go play for those guys. This is my life. This is my career. Why would you want to play quarterback for the Browns unless you're Otto Graham in the 1950s?
Why doesn't he just do what they did, by the way? Why doesn't he just go to the NFL and say, no, I'm not going to play for you. Trade me. I'm not going to sign a contract
with you. If you draft me, I'm not going.
Yeah, just do it.
First of all, could I just add this little wrinkle in? Have you watched Darnold this year? Who is he really the number one pick?
He's a USC quarterback, Steve.
And?
Exactly.
Liner.
No, exactly.
And, I mean, it goes on and on.
No, exactly.
Like I said, right now I'd be like a no sale.
Okay. The Oregon Ducks men's basketball team made it to the Final Four last season, and now only one player has returned from that team returning for this season. Dana Altman has added some fantastic players via transfers as well as recruiting, but still only received 2 votes in the preseason AP poll. The Ducks not being ranked in the top 25 after making the Final Four is blank.
A lock. Nobody could have named anybody. Most guys who were voting probably was like, who's the one guy that stayed? I mean, the reason that Bell and Dorsey and DB left is they were the three best players. So the fact that somebody even thought that they might be worthy of a top 25, I think speaks volumes about the reputation this program has gained nationally. But for them to be anybody to think they were going to be ranked is kooky talk. I tell you, it's kooky talk.
Last one. Back home here in Eugene, all the milk that Justin Herbert has been drinking seems to be paying off. Herbert has been seen taking reps with the first team, running through drills that he avoided last week, his first week of practice in full pads after breaking a collarbone, and many signs are pointing that Herbert will make his first start in 4 weeks for the Ducks. So, the Oregon Ducks starting quarterback in Seattle for the Huskies will be blank.
God, this is a tough one. This might be one of the toughest ones ever because if he's healthy.
Real quick, Saturday will be week 5. So it'll be 5 weeks since the
injury. And they said 4 to 6.
Yep.
Like I was trying to figure out where Springer fills with you guys. It's kind of a tweener. If he's healthy, he's playing. I think Taggart has become an expert at the coy card. So the starting quarterback, I still think it's going to be Burmeister. I think that we're going to have Kershaw in the bullpen, though. So make a note of that
boy.
One. All righty. That wraps another chock full of fun edition of the Lightning Round.